the Saturday Light Brigade, and I have been looking forward to this segment. I was going to say all week, but it's actually been longer than a week because I love Louise Sturgis and the work that is done at Pittsburgh History and Landmarks. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Larry.
It's good to have you here, and it's been a while since we've had you on the radio to talk about projects at History and Landmarks. And today we're going to meet some kids from Pittsburgh, Banksville, K-5. Do you want to describe a little bit how this all worked?
Sure. The students from Banksville have been explorers, artists, and poets during a field trip opportunity with us. We have a wonderful partnership program with the Pittsburgh Public Schools through our Building Pride, Building Character program. And corporations and several private foundations contribute to us through the Education Improvement Tax Credit program. That covers the costs of kids doing field trips, art activities, book publishing programs. And I'm so refreshed and inspired always to see what the students are able to accomplish. And wait till you hear their poems.
And Pittsburgh is miraculous in terms of its architecture. Sometimes we take it for granted. And one of the great things about Pittsburgh History and Landmarks, and we'll give you their website later, is there are opportunities for you to get involved regardless of your age and regardless of the commitment level you might be interested in. It could just be going on a walking tour or attending a single event, or it could be getting deeply involved as a volunteer. It's up to you in terms of what you might want to do, but they're just are very deep opportunities. One of these days, when I find that extra time, I'm going to get more involved because I love the work you do. There's so much to learn.
There is so much to learn, and there's so much to notice in your neighborhood, in your community, in your city.
So let's meet our students. They go to Pittsburgh, Banksville, K-5. And we'll start with Crystal Flores. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
And we'll just meet each of you first. And as we talk, we'll just learn a little bit more about you before sharing your work. We'll talk with each of you. And then we'll come back and share the poems you've written. Would you like to say hi to anybody, Crystal, that might be listening? Any shout-outs? You're welcome to do that.
No.
Nobody comes to mind. You're all welcome to do that if you want. So how old are you?
10.
What grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
And what do you like to do for fun when this program is, you know, there's certainly you like to write and draw, I think, but what are your other interests?
Sports.
What do you play?
I like playing soccer and baseball.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have you with us. And sitting next to Crystal is Daisy Tappy. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
And you're also 10?
Yes.
And fifth grade?
Yes.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to sing and dance.
You do? And do you do that with any organizations so that you can put on shows?
Sometimes my gram plays the guitar.
Nice. What do you sing? Like what kinds of songs?
Well, sometimes, like, I don't know.
Do you like pop songs or, you know, hits or older songs?
Just like sometimes older songs, but sometimes like the newer songs.
Yeah, that's great. Anybody you want to give a shout out to at all?
My sister and my cousin and my mom, my dad, and my aunt.
Excellent. Thank you. And next, we have Jamin, who is here. Jamin White, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Also fifth grade?
Yes.
And before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My parents, my brother, my sister, and my dad's friends.
Great. And by the way, as you are listening, if you want to send a message to anybody here, go to slbradio.org, use instant input, hit send, and it will pop right here in the studio and I can share it with folks here. And I think as long as we're together talking right now, Chaimin, I meant to ask you what you like to do. I'm kind of curious. I see, I can only see part of your shirt. I can't tell. Oh, it's a skull.
Yeah.
I thought it was a baseball at first. What do you like to do for fun?
I really like to read. I'm reading like 3 books at a time, and I really like to play baseball.
Weird that I had the baseball thing going there.
Yeah.
Right? The wire on your headphones is going across the baseball. It looks like the way the baseball stitch.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a skull on your shirt. What books are you reading now? Do you remember their names?
Yeah. Jurassic Park, The Boy Who Spoke Dog, and...
I like the title of that.
And just some animal book. I forget what it's called.
The Boy Who Spoke Dog. Is that a funny book? Or
It's sort of based off a true story, but then it's cool.
You know a book you would like? The Art of Racing in the Rain, which... is written by a dog from a dog's perspective. And it's meant – do you know that book, Louise?
I heard about it,
yeah.
Yes.
It's meant for adults, but it's a great book. I mean, it works for anybody. And one of the great lines of the book, the dog's name is Enzo, and he begins – he says, gestures are all I have. I try to use them to communicate. It's all I got. It's just a really cute book.
I'll have to look for it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. Do you read on a Kindle or electronic device or typically books?
Just a regular book.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that. Well, let's talk. You have a book in front of you, and that's the book published by Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation that features your work. And what are you going to share with us?
Well, speaking of dogs... I drew a picture of a greyhound racing, and this is the poem that goes along with it. And I apologize, it does not have a title. But I am running as fast as the wind. I started with short little legs, but I grew into a sprinter. Hearing the crowds cheer, I am the greyhound in front, winning the race.
Nice.
And Larry, let me add that these students, after taking a field trip of Carnegie Mellon University and being inspired by Doug Cooper's murals of Pittsburgh drawn in charcoal, come into a room where they then have photographs of details of buildings from their own neighborhood or from CMU or from downtown Pittsburgh on the floor. They have to choose a photograph. So he chose a photograph that I had taken of a street very close to Banksville School. And there's a garage door with a greyhound with outstretched legs. And so that's a photo detail from his neighborhood. And so he chose that picture for some reason out of 60 choices. And then he had to sit down at a table, and he had 40 minutes, that was it, to pick up charcoal that he might have never used before as a drawing tool. And he had to draw this, and he had to also imagine being that object, being that detail. So he had to use personification or other poetry kind of methods, and he had to come up with that poem. And it's incredible that with such a deadline that these students are able to produce something with such meaning.
Yeah, that's really very well done, Chaimin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It just really do you think you'll write more? I know you have to write for school, but do you like writing for fun too?
Oh yeah, I write a bunch of stories.
Great. Well, you know, all of you are welcome to come back. We have kids sharing things they've written all the time. In this hour, so you're welcome to come back. Sometimes we have opera singers, like the one you heard before, and we have musicians as well. Now, before we talk to Daisy, I have a secret message here for Daisy. Do you know a Heidi Navala?
Yes.
And who is she?
My aunt.
Well, she says, so proud of you, Daisy. We love you, Heidi and Uncle Natey. So Uncle Nady says hello. Oh, here's another one. Richard, was for Adele, this is from, so you have a listener now. I'm sure this gentleman's still listening. His name is Richard, and he's listening in Palm Desert, California. And, oh, he writes, you've just gained a new listener. Thank you, SLB. Well, thank you, Richard. I'm glad you're listening. It's only like 7 o'clock there. So you're going to wake them up with some poetry. And I'm glad your aunt wrote to you. Crystal, what are you going to share? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking. here I am. I'm looking at Daisy, and I'm looking at Daisy, but I meant to actually go to Daisy first since her aunt just wrote. Daisy, what are you going to share?
Well, I have a poem called Big and Strong. And
what inspired that? What detail architecturally did you choose?
I forget what the building's called, but...
You would recognize it, Larry, if she shows you the picture.
Oh, yeah. Can I see the... Oh, it looks...
The Gulf Tower.
Yes. I see the beacon on the top, and thank you for the hint. I had to think for a minute. I used to work in the Coppers building right next door to it, and I was so used to seeing that building, I couldn't think of the name. What attracted you to that building?
Well, I looked at it, and, like, there's different, like, designs and different, stuff, like...
Is that your picture that you drew?
Yes.
It's really nice. I like, it looks like a big, strong building that, you know, will always be there forever and ever. I'd love to hear your poem.
Look at me, I am made like a wall. I am as tall as the sky and I can't fall. I am made of stone, steel, and glass. Everyone stares at me, making me feel important. I am very still and have different designs. On top of me, I am still and free.
Nice. Wow. It's really neat to write from the perspective of the building.
Of being the building.
Yeah.
You see, and from our point of view, that forms a connection between someone who's a citizen of Pittsburgh to a landmark in Pittsburgh. And if they can imagine being that building, then they might begin to be more interested in the story of that building and eventually, as an adult, helping to protect and continue the use of that building.
Yeah, it's great. It also develops something called a sense of empathy. And you guys know about empathy, right? Caring about other people. Now, Crystal, I'm actually looking straight at Crystal. Tell me what building or architectural feature you chose.
I chose the diamond in Banksville School in front of the building.
Interesting. You know, I've been to nearly every Pittsburgh public school, but not Banksville. So I don't know your school very well. What street is it located on? Do you know offhand?
Carnahan.
Carnahan, okay.
Here's the diamond detail that she chose.
Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and there are some other ones, too, on the school. And there are actually nursery rhymes on the school. And students who attend the school don't even know that. But there's the Jack and Jill, and here's a picture of that. Little Bo Peep, who lost her sheep. And so, again, these sorts of programs teach kids to notice the details that give their buildings character. Building pride, building character.
I love the whole program. I always think about the men and women that made those buildings when I look at them. I try to imagine their hands actually doing things, and it's just neat. So can you share your poem with us, Crystal?
Yes.
Does it have a title?
Yes, it does. It's called Diamond in the Middle. I'm a diamond in the middle of the circle. I shine brightly for all the kids in Banksville School. I'm not just a diamond that shines, but a smooth-looking diamond. And so many kids and adults admire me because of how I look and shine. Let's say I add beauty to the school wall. I am a diamond in the middle of a circle.
Beautiful. That's really, really well done. I can't believe that you wrote these in such a short period of time. That it was so quick. I would find that to be really hard to write something that fast. Now, you two have a song, right? Can you sing it in a minute? I mean, are you willing to sing it? Because while you get ready to do that, I need to go back to Jamin for a minute because Seamus Brennan has written to say hello to you. And Seamus writes, hi, Jamin. That's the message. Who's he?
He's my friend that also goes to our school.
Awesome. Well, he just wrote to say hello. And if you want to send a message, just go to slbradio.org, right on our front page, go into Instant Input, Now, we're going to close with your song, but before we close, Louise, what's the best way, if a teacher's listening now and wants to get involved, whether it be a suburban school or a city school, or if an adult would simply like to become closer to architecture in the built environment, as it's being called these days, what's the best way to do it?
We have a website, www.phlf.org, but also just send me an email. I'd be happy to direct them to the person on our staff who can help, and I'd be happy to hear from any teacher. My email is simply my first name, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, at phlf.org.
And I promise, too, I'll forward any messages if you're driving and just couldn't get that down, but louise@phlf.org. And we've worked together on some things, and I love working with Pittsburgh History and Landmarks. The programs are innovative, and they really help to get you excited about the whole environment around us.
And we love our collaboration, so the students have a chance to read their work. It's fantastic. Thank you, Larry.
Now, we've got a song here from Crystal and Daisy. And before we go to that, let me just ask. I know I keep saying we're going to go to it. We're going to go to it. Then I say we're not. Did anybody forget to say something that they wanted to say? I just want to be sure because our segment will end right after the song. Did anyone mean to say anything or want to add anything to the discussion? I always check. So nobody's, it's kind of like the speak now or forever hold your peace moment, but. Oh, I hope you'll all come back sometime. That's the thing I'd like to say. And tell us about this song. Who wrote it and what inspired you to do it? Daisy?
My mom and dad wrote it. And, well, I guess my mom wanted us to sing it because she thought that it would be like a good creation for us to sing it because she thought that like no one has ever like done it before and it would be like a new thing.
Nice. And does it have a name? No name?
No.
For the song. So it's an untitled song and we're going to hear it. Jam and Mike join in. Who knows? Whenever you're ready, you can start. And thank you all for being here.
Big yellow school bus heading downtown. Big fat tires spinning around. Over the potholes,
bump, bump.
Through the tunnels, city bound. Chilling with my friends, heading downtown. Pull up to the curb, and what do I see?
Carnegie Mellon University. Miss Macharka is really cool, one of the teachers at Banksville School. She wants us to learn the mysteries behind Carnegie Mellon histories. We studied the arts, pictures, and sound, and took in the surround of her beautiful town. The statues we saw were really neat. Walking to heaven was really sweet. The idea of charcoal was also fun. We drew about Banksville and Mellon.
The students and teachers all had a blast till we boarded the bus and headed back to class. Thanks for the field trip. It was really great. We want you to know we appreciate the time you take to make school fun. Looking forward to the next one. Peace.
Wow. Well, that was absolutely awesome. Thank you all of you, for being here today. This is really special to have you here. Thanks.
Where I get my pay.